Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Alex Zielinski with the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. Learn to Row Day will take place on Saturday, June 7th, from 9 a.m. until noon at the Treasure Coast Community Rowing Center, adjacent to Layton Park in Palm City. Alex, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me.
When we say rowing, we're not talking about the rowboats of old. Describe the boats that you actually use.
Yeah, a lot of people think that it's kayaking or canoeing or something like that. And rowing is quite different from that, actually. The boats are very long and very narrow, so maybe 18 or 20 inches wide and 27, 28 feet long. So they're very long and narrow. Although we do have some trainer boats that are wider, and so people who are just learning get in a wider boat, which is less tippy. And you row with both your legs and your arms. And one of the common misconceptions about rowing is that you have to have a lot of upper arm strength and upper body strength. But rowing is really propelled by the legs in the boat. And so it's very different from kayaking and stationary rowing, because your legs move. You slide on a seat up and down in the boat. So, and the legs are what push the slide and make the boat go.
I'm guessing that for most people who would come to learn to row day, this would be their first time in a scull. What can they expect? What is the day like?
We sort of have a progression set up, and we've done this for many years, and it works quite nicely. So people get to practice on a rowing machine in a, on the land in a stationary position. And then we usually have a boat set up on the land so that they can get in that seat that I was talking about and get a feel for that rhythm. People can actually get in the water and experience rowing. So we'll have single boats, and we tether them so you don't float away in the water. And we'll also usually have multiple boats, so up to four people, because that's a nice experience to see how that feels with four people. And a lot of the fun of rowing is group rowing.
So this is something that someone with no experience would feel comfortable coming to?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm speaking today with Alex Zielinski with the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. We're talking about Learn to Row Day, which will take place on Saturday, June 7th. Say someone comes to Learn to Row Day. They love it. They're intrigued. They want to keep going. What do you offer in terms of encouragements, incentive lessons at the Treasure Coast Rowing Club?
Well, we have lots of programs to offer. So both for masters, who are people 27 and over technically, and then juniors programs also. So this summer we're offering two different Learn to Row programs for juniors in both June and August. And any information that you want about programming and coming out to Learn to Row either as a master or a junior is on our website. So treasurecoastrowingclub.com. You can see the prices, you can see the times and the dates. We will be offering some Masters Learn to Row sessions this summer also. It's a beautiful sport. It's a very rhythmic and relaxing thing to do, but it can also be a very great workout and something you can compete in doing. A lot of us compete. A lot of the masters go to regattas in other cities and compete. Sarasota is a big rowing place now. They have a beautiful venue they've built for national competitions, and we've been over there racing last summer, and so we have a lot of fun at it.
Is that the allure, is that it can be whatever you want it to be? It can be a leisurely row, it can be competitive, and it's something you can do literally your whole life.
That's true, and I do think that's part of the allure. I like to compete. I'm a very competitive person. But on the other hand, I can go out at 6:30 in the morning and see fish jumping and water birds everywhere, and really sort of can be meditative for you. So, you know, it runs that sort of spectrum of activities. And we do have people who row 6 days a week who are in their early 80s. So you can do this from the time that you're in high school, or start, as I did, in your 50s and do it until you're 90. There aren't too many aerobic sports that you can say that about, and you can do it safely and comfortably and really enjoy yourself.
I've been speaking today with Alex Zielinski from the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. We'll have contact information for the club, as well as an archive of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Alex, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. It was a pleasure.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.